place my feet on a higher ground.
then you just kind of go around and tell somebody you love them. Tell somebody you're different, you're peculiar, because God loves you, and I do too, and after that we'll go further. Amen.
Amen.
God.
He said, this morning I realized that Tanya's a great asset. Tanya's really big to this room back here. Amen.
Amen. Amen. If we all can stand on our feet, please. and as we read our tithing declaration, I'll come down so much reader will give me later. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. As we give our tithes, we believe God for jobs and better jobs, raises, bonuses, benefits, sales, and commissions, favorable settlements, estates, and inheritances. We believe God for interest and income, rebates and returns, scholarships and fellowships, checks in the mail, direct deposits, gifts and surprises, buying three times.
Bills paid off, bills paid off, bills paid off,
debts demolished and royalties received. We don't just give money, we give money with a mission, money with a purpose, money with a destiny, and money with tell us how we are.
We are saving the remedies on our hands. God will generously provide all we need. Then we will always have everything we need. And we will give that one to share.
Hallelujah.
It's harvest time. The Bible reads, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, said the Lord of hosts. If I would not open you the wonders of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you would not have room enough to receive. Then the Bible goes on to say, faith come by hearing, hearing come by the word of God, for God loves a cheerful giver. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The basket that promises holding will be for deliverance and praise. Amen. The basket promise holding for deliverance and praise. The basket that Michaela is holding will be for greater praise. You will get a better understanding of this at the end of service. I do have something that I want to address at the end of service concerning the two ministries and why there is two offerings. Amen. But if you want to give to deliverance and praise, you will give to this basket over here. If you want to give to greater praise, you will give to this basket over here. It'll all make sense at the end of service. Amen. Amen. We have ways that you can give. If you want to give virtually, you can give to $BCO6. $BCO6. Or you can give to $CHURCH DAP1. Amen. If you ain't going to be here, you can mail your tithes to 920 Northwest 46, 920 Northwest 46th Street. Or the greatest part of my favorite is when you can give in person. Amen. If I could have both sides, please stand, face the middle aisle, and follow the direction of the usher in the rear. For this service, we thank you for what you're doing in the lives of this ministry, Father God. We thank you that you've never left us, that you've never forsaken us, but you've been everything we need you to be anymore. Father God, we ask you would use the speaker for today. Anoint his mind, his mouth, and his message. Speak through him, allow him to say none that he won't say, but everything you would have him to say. Continue to be the choir, they sing Zion songs unto your name, and the people of God said, Amen. song. That's who I'm blaming it on. Amen. Uncle Paul, that's who I'm blaming it on. I got victory. Another day's journey. Anybody glad about it? Amen. Glad to be in this service one more time to praise and uplift the name of the Lord. Amen. The Bible certainly instructs us to be always ready. Amen. Amen. I was trained up that no matter where you go, no matter where you are, you have to always be ready. Amen. Because you never know when you may be called upon. I was sitting in the office and I was like, well, I guess Apostle will be here shortly. And I'll give his scriptures and I'll put it on the board and everything. Then I overheard a conversation, John, and I heard Miss Hook, Miss Bolden, I heard her say, oh, so he preaching next Sunday. So in my mind, I began to say, well, he's not here today. I came out and looked at Pastor White. I said, what are we doing? He said, I got it. I said, no, you trained me to be always ready. You instructed me to always be ready. I said, so you sit down today. I got this. Amen. Amen. Went back to my office, John, and the Lord began to speak to me. And amen. He spoke to me on this scripture, Romans 8, verses 18, verses 28, and verses 37 through 39. Amen. It reads as follows. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Verse 28 said, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Romans 8:37 says, no, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, nor the present, nor the future, nor any powers, nor any height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of his most holy and precious word. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. For the time that is ours this morning, I won't be before you long, amen, because once again, Robbie has signed us up for a last-minute singing engagement, amen, so this time we got to travel a little bit, amen, amen, we got to take a little trip east on the Shawnee this afternoon, so I don't plan on being before you long, but for the time that is ours, I want you to help me to preach from this topic. It's working for my good. It's working for my good. Lord, they come to see you. Lord, they come to hear a word from you. Now, Lord, do it. Use me for your service, Lord. Sit me down so that you may stand up in me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart, let it be acceptable in your sight. For, Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. And God's people said amen.
Amen.
Amen. In a time such as this, in a time as the way things have been going for many of us lately, it's good to hear a message that tells me it's going to work for my good. It's good to hear somebody tell me that if I just keep on, I understand that sooner or later things will shift in my favor. It's good to hear from somebody to tell me that though they slay you, yet you got to trust in them. Even though right now it looks cloudy, it looks like all hell is going to break through in your life. You understand something? That Romans 8 is a chapter of encouragement that encourages you to keep going. Romans 8 is a chapter that encourages you that even though life sometimes feel like that the weight of the world is on your shoulders, you still gotta press on anyhow. Romans 8 is a chapter that tells you that you gotta hold up the bloodstained battle. Romans 8 is a chapter that lets you know that you always have to be on the battlefield for the Lord, no matter how you may feel, no matter what comes may go. Romans 8 is a chapter that lets you know it's working for your good. It's working for your good. And if it's working for your good, you understand that what you're going through right now is nothing to a stepper. It's nothing to a stepper because you got the endurance to step through that thing. You got the endurance to walk through that thing. You got the endurance to press on anyhow. You got the endurance that even though sometimes you don't even want to get out of bed, you still got the endurance to just tell God, I can and I will, because you said it. You said, what did he say, Reverend D? I need you to help me because I want to know that this thing is working for my good. Well, in Philippians 4:13, he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That means that even though when I don't feel like it, he gives me a renewed strength. Even though I don't feel like it, he gives me renewed mercy. You said, how is that? Well, the Bible encourages you. The Bible tells you that every day the mercies are renewed. They're new, they're made great. And because he gives us new mercies every day, that gives you a new ability of strength. Because if he keeps on waking you up day after day after day after day, then you ought to understand he's on your side. Have you ever been in a situation where you wondered if somebody really had your back, if they was really on your side? Well, I got news for you this morning. God is on your side. Leandra Johnson said it better. Hold on, don't quit, because God's on your side. And what you have to understand as you go through this, in order for it to work for your good, you got to understand that God can handle it. You got to understand that God can handle it. And the reason why God can handle it is because he knows everything about you. And he knows that he put it on you because he knows you can bear it. He knows that he put it on you, mama, because he knows that you can bear it, because he understands something. That you were created in his image and his likeness. So if he created you to be like him, he endured this morning, Pastor Wyatt, and let it go. He showed him about the crucifixion scene from the Passion of Christ. If you ever see that, and if you understand what that was not, that was an illustration, that was a writer's illustration, and a writer's, that was a writer's point of view of what the crucifixion was. But it was a pretty good pretty good illustration of what the crucifixion was, because it showed you what he had to endure for us. And if he had to endure that, let me tell you something. Those problems you're going through, you can endure them. Say, well, I ain't never seen the Passion of Christ. Well, and then if you've been in the church before your life, they tell you when the preacher get happy at the end, he tell you he died and on Sunday rose, and he tell you that he put nails in his hands, nails in his feet. Have you ever thought about somebody driving nails and through your hands and through your feet? Have you ever thought about somebody putting a crown of thorns on your head? See, some of y'all closing your eyes just trying to imagine, trying to go into your cerebral cortex and have a hyperbolic moment and use your imagination and wonder what that would be. I don't even want to wonder what it would be, but I come to give God praise, thanking him that he sent the Son of Jesus to die for your sins and mine. He endured it for me and you, and because he endured it for me and you, that just means that we don't have to worry about it because it's working for our good. Romans 8:18 says, and I consider. You know, the King James Version, it uses different words. It's King's, right? You ever been around somebody old from the country? They say, I reckon. I reckon. That means it comes back in my memory. I bring it to recollection that this can happen. But the King Version says, for I reckon that the sufferings of these present times, The NIV said, I consider. Said that it's something that might happen. It's something that is going to happen. It's something that I may have to go through and everything. So Romans 8 and 18, it said simply this. It said, I consider that the sufferings that I may be going through right now, it's not worthy to be compared to what God has for me. You say, well, Barry D, I need you to help me. Well, you still, this is going good. I need you to give me some more. How can I understand that these sufferings are not worthy to be compared? How do I make sure that I see the glory that's going to be revealed? Well, I got something for you. So you got to get a stable prayer life. You got to know how to call on God. And when you wake up in the morning, not just when you need something, not when things are going good, not when things are going bad, but to just wake up every morning and tell him, Lord, before I start my day, I want to thank you. Lord, before I go about my day, I want to tell you that I adore you. Lord, before I go about my day, I want to die to myself. Lord, Lord, before I go about my day, I want you to use me for your service. Lord, if you use me for your service, then God, I know I'm being used in a mighty way. We have to not be so, not always want to worry about who's looking at us and the people around us, because understand something. You serve a God that what he can do in you, he can also do in them. They looking at it, they say, why Miss Bolden, why she shout like she shout? Because you don't know what she been through. But when they begin to peer into, when God begins to show them the snapshots of your life and begin to show you that Quita keeps on coming in here and it get rough sometimes. I got to find out about that Jesus that Quita's serving. Robert keeps coming in here and every time he turn around, people was on his back, but he keep on coming in here and serving. Why does he do it? Because he serve a God that can and will. So I reckon, I consider that the sufferings in these present times are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed. You got to have a stable prayer life. You got to show people who God is. You say, how I show them? Well, Matthew 5 and 16 said, let your light so shine. Let your light so shine. You know, we got the Teddy P syndrome. You know, these kids nowadays, they ain't got the Teddy P syndrome that say turn off the lights. They turn on all the lights. Amen. Come to pull up to the house and you're like, Lord have mercy. Every light in there is on. But he said, let your light so shine. Yeah. That means, like Rihanna says, shine bright like a diamond. That means that your light always be ought to be glowing. It ought to be always that somebody can see. I know who they serve. I know who they are. I know whose they are. And I know that the God that they serve can and will. Anybody ever just experienced some God will moments? You've seen him. You know that it can. Now you walking on the God will. You walking in that God will mentality. No matter what I go through, God will keep me. No matter how I look, God will bless me. No matter that I got more money than I got money, he will supply. No matter that I got a diagnosis from the doctor, God will and can heal me. And no matter that maybe I might be going through a rough divorce right now, God can keep my mind. He can keep me from going cuckoo for cuckoo puff. No matter how these kids is acting, God will take control of them. No matter how things come, no matter how things go, God will. And because God will, you ought to be able to understand Romans 8:28, it says, and we know. That was a congregational type we. But sometimes when you ride down the street by yourself, you got to make that scripture personally for you. So one night, if you ride down the street, you just find Romans 8:28. I don't tell you to look at your phone, but if you push the button, it'll read it for you. A lot of us drive cars now that you can hear it. And then when it gets to that part, just say, and I know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. If you love God, you ought to understand that things are going to work for your good. You say, well, Bernie, I keep going through stuff. What Pastor told us last Sunday? That our trials and tests come to make us stronger. Come on. He said, my brethren, consider it all joy. He said, consider it joy when you fall into divers temptation, for you know that the trying of your faith worketh perseverance. The reason why you're going through things is because your faith is being sharpened. You ever tried to cut some meat or try to cut something with a dull knife? It just don't work out. Your hands will start hurting more than you're getting the meat cut. Your hands will start feeling achy before.
before, more than what you're trying to do. You got to understand that your faith sharpens you, and your faith allows you to understand that it's working for your good.
It's working.
Because I've been angry a lot, but it's working. I've been going through some things, but it's working. And sometimes we need people to bring it to our understanding of that, hey, you, things ain't going right for you. You may feel like the weight of the world on your shoulder, but hang on in there. Yeah. Last month, Pastor Wyatt, I know it's been rough for him to talk to me sometimes. Sometimes he just be like, all right, D, I'm going to hang up, talk to you later. Right. And so the other day I said, why you act like that? He said, because, man, you were once so jolly. He said, well, about the last couple of months, man, he said, you've been real, and he uses this word very freely, amen. You've been real cantankerous.
Amen.
Talking to me and Pastor Wyatt, anybody else, amen. He said, you've been real cantankerous. Ms. Rita, so I was sitting at my desk, and I said, you know, I know what that word means, but let me go back and check and see if it got a different meaning now. Maybe the meaning has changed along the way. Let's read. So I went back and I looked at it. And cantankerous means to be bad tempered, to be argumentative, and uncooperative. So sometimes we got to face reality. Lately, I've been bad tempered. Lately, I've been real argumentative. And lately, I find myself being real uncooperative. Keisha, he usually called me and he'd be like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm like, no, we don't need to do it that way. And this, we need to do it this way and everything. And so I understood something. That even though sometimes trials and tribulations feel like they're getting the best of you, you still got to let the one who knows all, the one who created you, you got to let him shine over your problems and your predicaments, because your problem and your predicaments are only there to make you stronger. So I say this publicly to the church. I'm going to do better, and I'm going to try not to be cantankerous this week, amen? I'm trying not to be cantankerous, because I understand something. I'm going to get back right here. It says, and we know if you love it. It said, but it's working for good for your purpose. You understand something, that in order for it to work for good, you have to understand what your purpose is. All our purposes are not everybody are not matched up. If it was, what is the point of all us being here? But we all got a different purpose, a different talent. We all got something different about us that tells us, that instructs us that we can make it. Amen? That even though things get rough, even though things get tough, we can make it. You can make it, all right? Amen? So you got to reckon. First off, you got to reckon that the sufferings of these present times are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be. There's glory on the horizon for you. There's glory right around the corner. Amen? Your breakthrough is right around the corner. But what you just got to understand is you got to continue to praise your way through. It's hard to tell, thank you, Jesus, Lord, I love you, when you don't know how the bills are going to get paid. It's hard to say, thank you, Jesus, Lord, I love you, when you know you're parking your car and putting the trees over and trying to camouflage it so the repo man won't hook it up. It's hard to understand, Lord, I love you, and it's working for my good, when you know that there's an eviction notice on your door that you got to go to court for tomorrow. It's hard to trust a God when they tell you, when you thought that cancer was in remission, but it keeps coming back. It's hard sometimes to trust a God when you got children that won't do what you told them to do. But I come to tell you, as I'm on my way to my seat, that Romans 8 and 37 tells in all these things that you are more than a conqueror through him who loves you. You say, well, how am I a conqueror, Reverend Deacon? Well, you're a conqueror because every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus makes me love him more and more. You are a conqueror because even though you may go through some things, God still is in the blessing business. Even though it might seem rough, you understand that goodness and mercy is following you all the days of your life. You understand something, that even though I feel like throwing in the towel, I gotta press on anyhow. You understand that I got to not worry, but I got to be content with whatever state I'm in, because I serve a God that can, and I serve a God that will turn things around for me. But you got to understand that in order to get to your good, you got to give God a yes. You got to give him a total yes. You got to tell him, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I love you. Lord, if it had not been for you on my side, I don't know where I'd be. You got to understand that even though you go through things, that you serve a God that keeps on looking out for you. You got to understand that even though you go through things, you serve a God that keeps making a way out of no way. You got to understand that even though you go through things, you got a God that's still opening doors that no man can shut in your face. You got to understand that because he woke you up this morning, he started you on your way. He gave you the use of the activity of your limbs. You got to understand that it's working for my good. High five your neighbor and tell a neighbor, I don't know about you, but it's working for my good. Tell a neighbor, be not dismayed, whatever betides you, because God will take care of me. So tell them, though they slay me, yet will I trust in him. This joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. This joy that I have makes me say to God be the glory for the things that he has done. You ought to run down this aisle one time and tell the Lord thank you. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you, Lord. I've been through some struggles. I've been through some pain. But Lord, I want to thank you that you're keeping me sane. Tell him, Lord, I know I can. Lord, I know I will. It's working for my good. 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 Somebody ought to lift your hands and tell him, it's working for my good. It's already getting better. God's already moving on my behalf. It's working. It's working. It's working. It's working for my good. Tell him he put clapping in my hands and running in my feet. He set my feet on a firm foundation. And because he did it, I understand something. I can do it. Because he did it, I understand something. It makes me understand and appreciate that Doc Friday when he went down on a hill called Calvary's Hill, where he allowed him to put nails in his hands, nails in his feet, and a crown of thorns on his head. But the record states that he didn't stay there, but he went down in hell and preached a sermon that set the captive free. Y'all know what happened next. Early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hands. And because he got up, you ought to understand something. You better keep getting up. It's not up as a prerequisite. You better keep getting up. Because he got up, he gave you the strength to get up. And because he got up, you keep on getting up and you keep going on in Jesus' name. With God, all things are possible. The doors of the church are open. Is that one?
Life been turning you every way but loose. But you come to tell him this morning, tell the devil that it's working for my good. If that's you, will you come this morning? You ought to get it while you can. You are important to me, and I need you to survive.